Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tom Petty, bring your respect. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Borg, author of Making Service Count. TomBorgConsulting.com is the website. Tom, thanks again for being here. Tom, you've been trying to help us understand how to deal with uncertain times by creating some kind of certainty. We talked about earlier in the previous segment about resources you have in your possession, maybe you forgot about or you're not valuing as much as you should. Now you want to tell us about things that we don't have in our possession. How do we get them?
Well, Jim, we need to be a student of life, and that is look around and see what's out there. See what's working. Check with your friends, people you value in terms of your relationships, and what are some of the books they're reading? What are some of the apps they're using? Some of the things that are making their life adjust, helping their life adjust to these uncertain times. So that's one. I know our guest we just chatted about briefly is coming on next, Sarah Heiner. That Bottom Line publication that they put out, wonderful publication. We take it ourselves here, and that's the kind of thing you want to have access to, things that maybe you haven't used before, but information flow that's going to help you create answers, create solutions, and not be stuck with the problems.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I try to do, and this is not real hard for me, I try to read what people say who are a lot smarter than me. As I said, that's not hard to do, but I try to find people who are smart and read what they have to say, even if I don't agree with everything they say. That helps me to raise my game a little bit. What do you think?
Absolutely. If you're the smartest person in the room, then you're in the wrong room.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that includes your company. You should be hiring people who are smarter than you.
Yes, absolutely. That's what you pay them for, to be smarter than you. You
know? Yep.
I think that when we look at that, we kind of lose our ego and just look at what's possible. You know, like 1 and 1 equals 3, right? When you have good people that come together, everyone's intelligence goes up.
Yep.
So same thing. And who's in your own little internal mastermind? In other words, you don't have to actually physically be with these other people, but you can have access to their books. You can have access to their newsletters, maybe their podcast like this one here, this radio show. So there's a lot of ways we can do that. So we can access good ideas, solutions from other places that maybe in the past we didn't really think they were going to be all that valuable.
Another thing I know you help your clients with is shedding things that don't work anymore. Maybe they never worked. You just survived and thrived in spite of how your ideas, opinions, misconceptions you may have had for yourself. But some of them may be holding you back. I mean, I have to deal with these things. I get crazy things in my head, the best advice that I've got for something like that is from one of my mentors once said, check your position. I never will forget that. He said, check your position. What he meant was look around and see if it's, whatever you're doing, is that working for you? How's that? My wife likes to, whenever I have an idea that that she thinks is crazy, she says, well, how's that working out for you? She nails me. How's that working out for you? We should say that to ourselves, shouldn't we? How's that working out for you?
Absolutely. Well, another way I like to look at that is sometimes we look at situations and we prefer comfortable problems versus uncomfortable solutions. So, again, what are we doing that's not working so well, but we just can tolerate it. We can get along with it. But rather, why not look at a different way of doing it? It might be uncomfortable at first, but it would be a better way to solve that situation that you're in.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. What else do we need to do to get rid of some uncertainty?
I think what we need to do is open up our mind to some new and different ways to solve problems and challenges. So, again, we mentioned earlier some of these publications that are out there, but the people that you might know, and like you said, you may not totally agree with everything about them, the political stance or the way they comb their hair or whatever else, but they're still part of the human race. There's some things we can learn from them, and to be open to that, and to I like to have that phrase. Let's agree to disagree, and then beyond that, let's look at what we can learn from each other and become even better at because of the two of our heads getting together. So that's one of the things we want to look at. I think the other thing is just look at ourselves. Right now, these can be the best of times if we really look at it that way. And if you think about it back in our lives, times that we grew the most, times that we were maybe forced to grow the most for whatever reason, it turned out that those are some of the most exciting times for us. And we, if we really take and use that opportunity to make something good come from it.
One of the smart guys that I knew a long time ago said, the times when I was up against it and I wound up growing the most was when I was willing to risk what I knew for what I might learn.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Being willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. Last thoughts.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, well, I think that's the fit. I think we keep an open mind and draw on the resources we have within us and around us. Keep an open mind. Hey, there are more good days headed our way, Jim.
Well, there definitely are days, and I think whether we make them good, I think if they are good, I think it's going to depend on us, each one of us. Hey, Tom, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I sure will.
Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen, TomBorgConsulting.com. Check out the website. The book is called Making Service Count. We'll get Tom back another day. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.